that topic says the illuminating torch. Amen. Illuminating torch. And we're going to take our test message tonight, Matthew 9, 27 to 30. Matthew 9, 27 to 30. Are you there? The topic said illuminating torch. Hallelujah.
When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house of blind man, he came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to
do this? Do you believe that I am able
to do this?
To do this?"
They said to him,
"Yes,
Lord."
Yes, Lord.
Verse 29. Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus strictly warned them, saying, "See that no one knows it."
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, the man, these two blind men or the blind people that are following Christ, Christ asked them, Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They say, yes. Amen. What we need and what God needs from us, our belief. Amen. For you to believe in His words, for you to believe in His promises, for you to believe that He's able. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "We know that our God is able." Praise the Lord. That's all. Once you believe, God will act on His words. Once you believe, He will act on that promises that He has made to you. He is waiting for you. That's why He asked them, "Do you believe?" Because many are doubting Him. And we are still doubting Him today. We are still doubting the word of God. And that's the reason why we are not, experiencing our miracle. That's the reason why you don't get anything from Him, because you are still doubting. Amen.
Amen.
He asked them, "Do you believe?" That's the point. Before I perform this miracle, do you believe? All of them said, "Yes, sir, we believe." Amen. He now said to them, "According to your faith, let it be unto you." What works in our life is faith. What God looks to work in your life is faith. And without faith, nothing. Praise the Lord. It's your faith that answered you. It's your faith that draws anything that you are looking from God. Faith is like magnets. Praise the Lord. Once you believe, it will magnet whatsoever that you are looking in the hand of God and draw it to you. Praise the Lord. That's why He now told them and said, "According to your faith, let it be unto you." That's all. He didn't pray for them. "According to your faith, let it be unto you." And the next thing that He did, Bible says He explained, and then go unto their eyes and touch them. He touched them. Praise the Lord. And then their eyes were opened. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
The hand of God is coming upon you tonight.
Amen.
Only believe. We have another scripture before we go ahead. Praise the Lord. Mark 8, 22 to 25.
Mark 8, 22 to 25. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spat on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus said, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like pigs walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored.
He put what?
His hands on his eyes.
Yes, a touch. A touch. He lifted up his hand and put in the eyes of man. Immediately, the eyes of the man were opened. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? I see the hand of God coming upon you. There are many of us, we are blind here. Spiritually, you are blind. You have not seen him, you have not known him. Praise the Lord. Many of us, we are blind. And what we are talking about, spiritual eyes. Amen? When Hosea died, the Bible said, the eyes of Isaiah opened. They begin to see God, where he is seated on the throne, on his throne. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many of us, we are blind. That's why we cannot read the word of God. Praise the Lord. That's why you cannot understand the word of God. Are we finished there?
Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't go into the village."
Many of us were not seeing everything clear. But when Jesus will touch your eyes tonight, you will see everything clear.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have seen it, number one of it, in the scripture that we read above, then you see that Jesus also said, according to your faith, he touched your eyes. Immediately their eyes were opened. The second one, he touched their eyes were what? Open. I see your spiritual eyes open. Because if you cannot have good sight in the spirit, you cannot know the ways of God. Those that walk in the ways of God, those that have good sight. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? If you don't have good sight, you cannot walk in the ways of God. You're still growing in the spirit. But if you have a good sight, you follow God to walk in his ways. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Divine touch brings recovering of sight. Divine touch brings recovering of what?
Sight.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without sight, you can't possess your inheritance in Christ. And even in life, without sight. Amen?
Amen?
Let's take it just for example. You are blind. You are blind physically. Then when they take you in your father's properties, you cannot see. The bundle or the lamp, you cannot see. Praise the Lord. They hold you on the hand and you close your eyes. Even if they leave you, you will pass the land where you inherit. Don't be so.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
so you see that blindness is very, very bad. The bad disease. So it is in the spirit. If you have bad sight in the spirit, you cannot know your left or your right. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
You will not the way, you will not know the ways of God. You cannot help inherit the things of God. Praise the Lord. That's the reason why we pray for God to restore our sight so that we can see. Bible Thomas said, all that I want from you is to restore my sight back. But Jesus asked him, what do you want from me? Praise the Lord. What do you want from me? He said, I want my eyes to restore. Remember that blind Bartimaeus was a beggar. He was a blind man. But what made us one request, restore my eyes so that I can see and go about and do my business.
Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
So,
you need your eyes to be restored this night.
Amen.
You have a divine touch.
Amen.
Your eyes will be restored back.
Amen.
Your spiritual eyes will be restored back.
Amen.
Your physical eye will be restored back.
Amen.
Listen, many of us, without glasses, we cannot read. Is it not blindness?
Blindness.
Praise the Lord. Our people call it ishiocha. Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Your eyes will be doing like this, but you cannot see. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
So then, if you cannot read something in the Bible, you are blind. So you need what? You need glass. But this one, God said that He's going to restore your eyes back.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So what you are waiting right now is a divine word for your eyes to be restored back. Amen. 20 years old, 30 years old, they are still looking like this. To call something out from the Bible, they cannot do it. Amen?
Amen.
Both physical and spiritual, your eyes will be restored to me.
Amen.
If you believe in that, I want a louder
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's go ahead. Without sight, you can't possess your inheritance in Christ and even in life. It takes vision to pursue and until you see it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't have it when a man loses his vision. He will perish because where there is no vision, people are destroyed according to the word of God in the book of Isaiah. Praise the Lord. It is vision that delivers from destruction. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you have the vision, that's what will deliver you from your destruction. There are people that could not see clearly. Now, when we go back to the second scripture we read, you see the man who after praying for, after touching the man the first time, Jesus asked him, what are you seeing around? He said that he saw men like tree moving, tree. Amen? That means the sight is not clear. Jesus go back and touching the second one, then the eyes open. Praise the Lord. And begin to see people. As humanly, not as tree. Praise the Lord. How can you see people as a tree moving? That means that eye is still there bad. That's why Jesus asked, what did you see around you? He said, I saw three men like tree moving. Jesus said, yeah, you're a liar. Receive another touch. Amen? Am I talking to someone? Then Bible said, then the eyes opened well. Jesus asked him,
praise the Lord.
What did you see around now? He said, I saw men, like women, human beings. Praise the Lord. So, the first touch will come, the second touch will come.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't have it. When a man loses his vision, he will perish because where there is no vision, people are destroyed. It is vision that delivers from destruction. There are people that could not see clearly. They need a second word, touch. Tell your neighbor you need a second touch.
You need a second touch.
I need a second. Praise the Lord. Tell yourself, I need a second touch.
I need a second touch.
Praise the Lord. And you receive it now according to your faith. A second touch will perfect your sight.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
A second touch will perfect your sight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will perfect your vision. God wants you to see as He sees. Because God sees in the spirit realm, He also sees you physically. Praise the Lord. So God wants you to see as Himself, God sees. He sees things. Don't see man as trees. Don't see opportunity as problem. It takes correct sight to see victory in war. Correct sight. This is war. And without war, no victory. So, I see my victory in that war. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone? In someone that have correct sight, we see that victory in the war. But those that doesn't have correct sight will be running away from that battle. Praise the Lord. Without battle, there's no word victory. So until you see victory on that wall, praise the Lord, you cannot fight. So it's those that have correct word sight who see victory in the wall. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
It takes correct sight to see victory in war, to see throne in tongues. Amen?
Amen.
We are running a race right now, and we are running to take our crown. Amen? So what you are running, you target that word, crown. That's what you are running. Don't see the tongues that is around you. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
So you match them. And cross. If you cannot cross, if you cannot match those tongues, then you cannot receive your word. Crown. Praise the Lord. Amen. So those that have clear eyes, good sight, will see those things and pass them and get what they are looking for. Praise the Lord. To see testimonies in troubles, because before you can have testimonies, you have overcome the troubles that has come to you. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
So those that have correct sight will see testimony in their trouble.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
That's it. So you cannot say, I will not move forward. Praise the Lord. You go. That trouble will end, you begin to testify.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I see all your troubles and your challenges end tonight.
Amen.
And I see testimony in your mouth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see you coming to testify the goodness of
Amen.
God. If you believe it, I want it louder.
Amen.
To see purpose in plans, in events. Am I talking to somebody? So those that have good sight, correct sight, what they see is purpose, the plans of God. What God has planned for you, not the pains that you have now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Leave the pains. See. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
What you see is the purpose, not the pains. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You need correct sight. Tell your neighbor you need correct sight.
I need correct sight.
You need correct sight to see blessings in curses. Amen. When causes is around, then see the blessings that is inside that causes. Not causes. You leave the blessings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many of us have been lamenting, complaining, murmuring. This world, I'm tired of living in this world. I don't know this kind of difficulties and challenges in my life. Amen. Leave those complaining. You overcome. You have already overcome.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
You call yourself, I'm a victor. Not what?
A victim.
Praise the Lord. All these things is what you will see. And then, that by then, we know that you have correct word, sight. Praise the Lord. You need an opening of eyes, and that is what is called a divine touch. Praise the Lord. And your eyes will be open tonight.
Amen.
I say your eyes will be open tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Carry your two hands and place for your eyes and say, Lord,
open my eyes.
Let my spiritual eyes and my physical eyes to see my testimonies.
To see my testimonies.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, open my eyes, both spiritual and physical, to see testimonies, not troubles, not to see my challenges. Open my spiritual eyes, O Lord. Open my physical eyes to see that what you have planned for me this year. Not the pain that is around me. Open my eyes. I want to see what you have planned for me and why you kept me alive to see this year. I want to see what you have planned for me, not to see the pains and challenges that is around. I don't want to see them. I want to see your glory in this year. I don't want to see the war. I want to see my victory in that war. Kiteum rahanda hamida. Yedidike sundara blabaha. Pray this prayer with faith. Open my eyes, my spiritual eyes. When the eyes of Isaiah opened, he saw you, O Lord. Open my eyes to see you this year. Open my eyes to see you this year. I want to see you where you seated on the throne. Touch me as I hold my eyes right now. Touch me. I ask you for a divine touch in my eyes. Restore sight back to me. Restore my sight back to me. Restore my vision back to me. Shubraham to Tokovidaba. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Yeah.
How to enjoy this divine touch? Do what this blind man did. They cried unto Jesus for mercy. And in addition to their crying was their faith. After crying, they cried with their faith. To do what this man did, praise the Lord. And that's how you enjoy it. A divine touch. They cry. When you go to blind Bartimaeus, you see what how he cried. And even people try to shut up his mouth. Amen. Any incident? I want you to understand that blind Bartimaeus man. Praise the Lord. Bible said multitudes of people were following Jesus. And blind Bartimaeus was a blind man and a beggar. And when the noise was going on, he asked them, what is going on? They told him that Jesus is passing on that street where he used to sit. He shouted, "Kai, today is my day." So Jesus is passing. They said, yes. Amen. Without wasting time, the Bible says he raised his voice. Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Praise the Lord. People around him say, shut up. You are not worthy to call him. Why? Because they feel that he's a beggar and also a blind man. Praise the Lord. They say, shut up your mouth. If you call me again, we are going to stone you right now. He didn't listen to them. He didn't see them around him. Praise the Lord. All his mind, I will not miss this miracle today. All his mind, today I'm going to receive my sight. Am I talking to somebody? That's what he's looking. He's not looking pains around him. He's not looking distraction around him. What he's looking is what he's going to get. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? And then he lifted up his voice. The second one, among all the whole crowd that are there, is only the voice of blind Bartimaeus that Jesus heard. And turn back and say, call him. No other person. It's only. But those crowd were following him from Kawo till they came to Sam. Praise the Lord. But only voice. If God can hear your voice this night, you will see the divine touch. Yeah. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. If he can hear your voice this night, praise the Lord. Sometimes he doesn't hear our voice. Because there's no faith there. No faith. You don't have faith. You don't believe. You are just, this your lips. We are opening wide, making noise to others. Amen? Hannah knelt down and began to talk to God. He's not shouting, but he used her heart to talk to God. That spirit. And God heard him immediately. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
You can drop this mouth. There's another mouth. You have two mouths. Praise the Lord. The inner man mouth and the physical mouth. You can drop this one and use the inner one. That's the one that God hears. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you use this one to talk to God, because God is spirit, he's expecting you to be in the spirit to talk to him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's possible that we can be praying. This place is what? Zero. Nothing. No power is flowing in this place. You can be praying. Father, hear me. Hear me. Your mouth is moving, but the heart is not there. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus said, they draw closer to him with their what? Lips. But their heart is very far. That's what I want you to do. Learn how to use your spirit to talk to God. That's what you will hear. You cannot hear from this place. Praise the Lord. We use this one with power and shouting with authority. Joining with our faith to command the demon to go. They will be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you want to take something from God, use the heart. Your spirit, God is spirit, who wants you to speak in spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have we risen a bit? I'll press on three prayer points. Open your mouth and begin to shake out tonight. Give him praise. Adore him. Exalt him. Thank you for the word that you have heard tonight. Thank you for the word you have heard tonight. Appreciate him for that word. In Jesus' name we give thanks. We are going to take it as usual. Praise the Lord. The prayer part of this world, the message. We are going to take special prayer. Amen. Prayer for personal revival. Am I talking to somebody? As usual, I will close the normal time and go. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Touch my spiritual blindness. And make me see in Jesus' name. I pray that prayer with faith. Touch my spiritual blindness and make me see. Touch my spiritual blindness and make me see. I want to see. I want to see, O Lord. Touch my spiritual blindness and make me see. Touch my spiritual blindness and make me see. I want to see in this year. Touch my spiritual blindness, even my physical blindness, and make me see. I need a divine touch. Begin to pray. Father, let every spirit of blindness go out from my life. Every spirit of blindness go out from my life. Let every spirit of blindness go out from my life. Let every spirit of blindness go out from my life. Talk to God tonight. It's what you ask Him, that's what you will do. Say, whatsoever He spoke into my ear, that's what I will do. God has opened His ear to hear from you tonight. Talk to Him tonight. Let every spirit of blindness go out from my life tonight. Number three prayer point. Command every arrow of blindness to come out. To come out of your life. Every arrow of blindness, pull out now from my eye. Every arrow of blindness, come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of blindness, come out of my life. Pull up and come out. Command it to pull up from your eyes and come out. Yakru Rava Sunda. Chatunda of Lekender of Lava. Every arrow of blindness, come out of my life. Father, I need a second touch. Touch me so that I can see clear. Second touch. Touch me again. That I will see clear. Father, touch me again until I see clear. Until I see clear, touch me again. I need your divine touch in my eyes. That I may see well. Touch me again until I see clear. He touched that man in the Bible. And Bible said a man began to see clear. Formerly he saw men like three. But when Jesus touched him the second time, he began to see clear. I want to see clear this year. I want to see clear. Touch me the second time. Number five, I reject double sight. I reject double sight. Double sight. When you see something, it will be like something, two things. Like that man, he saw three. Men like three. I reject double sight. Make my sight to be clear. Make my sight to be clear. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I said, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Come inside. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then special prayer. Prayer for revival. Amen.
Amen.
Bible said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirsty after righteousness, for they shall be filled. At Matthew 5:6. And then we are going to pray. Number one prayer point of that. Ask God to create in your heart genuine hunger of the Lord this year. Amen. Create in my heart a genuine hunger of God this year. Open your mouth and talk to God. I need genuine hunger of God. In this year, I'm thirsty and hunger of God. Create a genuine hunger and thirsty of God in my life this year. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirsty after righteousness, for they shall be filled. As you are praying right now, God will fill you with his hunger. God is going to fill you with his thirsty. Oh Lord, create in my heart a genuine hunger for my Lord. Number two, ask God to make your spirit desiring for him more than life. Make my spirit to be desiring of you, O Lord, more than life. This year, Lava who know God like a zombie. Make my spirit. Lepa handar blaba. Make my spirit to desire for you more than life in this year. When I get you of God life, so make my spirit to desire for you more than the life that I have. Talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. Ask God to give you passion for his presence in this year. I need your passion. Give me passion for your presence this year. Thank you. Ask God to give me passion for His presence in this year. Give me passion for Your presence this year. Continue drawing me closer in Your presence this year. It's what you ask God, that's what we do for you. Say, whatever you ask, I'll do it unto you. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Number three, ask God to set you on fire in this year. Set me on fire. Hey, set me on fire. I want to be on fire in this year. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Prayer for divine direction. We know all this story about Elisha in 1 Kings chapter 7 verse 8 to 9. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have command a widow woman there to sustain thee. Amen. This is what we call divine word. Amen. Arise, go to this city. I kept a woman and I've made that woman to take care of you. Praise the Lord. Then you are going to pray after me right now. Ask God for direction, for provisions in this year. Amen. Lord, I need direction for provisions. Direction. There's somewhere God will send you. You have blessings abundantly. So you need direction. Unless He directs you, you cannot get that place. I need a direction this year for a provision. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two prayer point. Ask God to connect you to your helpers. Destined helpers. You need it this year. It's God that brings destined helpers. Ask God to connect you. God, open the eyes of my destined helpers to locate me in this year. Send them to me. Send them to me. I need them. Open the eyes of my destiny helpers to look at me, to see me this year. Send them to me and use them in my life. Destiny helpers. Destiny helpers. This prayer seriously, you need it. If God sends somebody for you, does He help us? If God sends men and women that is in high places to you, you will become rich by force. If God sends great men and women, men that is in high places, women that is in high places, they came to you and God used them, you become great. Ask God, take me to the location of my provision. Take me to the location of my provision. Unless God show you. Take me to the location of my provision. Take me to the location of my provision. Where I will get my provisions in abundance. Take me to the location of my provisions. Where I will get my blessings and my provisions in abundance. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. We are going to pray right now. This year, speak after me. This year, this year, Lord, deliver me from sorrow, from sorrow, from poverty. Open your mouth and begin. Deliver me from sorrow and poverty. Oh, we tell you, deliver me from sorrow and poverty. I cannot experience poverty anymore. I cannot experience sorrow. Deliver me from it. Deliver me from lacking, lacking. You look into your pocket, you not get money. You go to your account, you not get anything. Deliver me from poverty and lacking. Deliver me from sorrow. You see the good things that you're supposed to buy, you cannot buy them because you don't have money. Today marks the end of it. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. By the blood of Jesus, I terminated every poverty, every lacking, every sorrow in my life. What put you to sorrow is lacking and poverty. Mark the end tonight. Terminated it. I refuse to lack. I refuse to be poor. I will never be poor in this year 2022. By the blood of Jesus, I terminate poverty and lacking and sorrow in my life. This year, I declare and I declare I shall have all the blessings of God in abundance. I shall have enough of money in my account. I shall have enough of money in my pocket. I will never lie. Also pray. I escape every sorrow, every arrow of sorrow in Jesus' name. I escape every arrow of sorrow. I escape every arrow of sorrow. I escape every arrow of sorrow. Also, finally, number three, I shall not be greedy this year. I shall not be greedy this year. Greed means angry. I shall not be greedy this year. Happiness shall be our portion. Joy shall be our portion this year. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Lift up your right hand. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We all have praise and we believe that you have answered us.
Amen.
Therefore, people of God, according to your faith in this prayer, let it be unto you.
Amen.
According to your faith, let it be unto you.
Amen.
I command every blindness in your eyes
Amen.
To disappear right now.
Amen.
Every blindness in your spiritual eyes, in your physical eyes, I command it, disappear!
Amen.
Disappear!
Amen.
You spirit of blindness, I command you to lose your hope, lose your power, out of your life. Lord, second touch. I begin to touch their eyes. Begin to touch their eyes. Begin to touch their eyes. And restore their sight. Restore their sight. Restore their sight. Restore their sight. Both spiritual and physical. In the name of Jesus. And let all the saints say in louder. It's done. It's done.